Thanks for listening to another episode of How Good Is Rugby League?
We're stoked to be back for season 5, and this year we're coming back bigger and better than ever.
That's right, Michael. You've been busy over the off-season. We're now on Instagram, X, YouTube, and TikTok. And of course, you can listen to us on all podcasting platforms.
Now it's time for another episode of How Good Is Rugby League?
Hello, footy fans, and welcome to another episode of How Good Is Rugby League, coming to you on Wednesday night, just to mix things up this week. Michael Corbin joins me as always. Michael.
Emmanuel.
How are you going?
Good, good, good. Team on a win. Start the weekend always makes it a bit easier. But the NRL world.
Yes.
Today went into a bit of a tailspin.
Yes.
Because some ginormous news broke. And I saw a message on Twitter or X saying Warriors are about to announce something. It's going to be big. And I sent that to people. And the responses I got was, oh, it can't be anyone big. What are they going to do? What are they going to do?
Yeah.
Literally 20 minutes later.
Yeah.
James Fisher-Harris is coming home.
It's incredible.
To the New Zealand Warriors, where he signed a 4-year deal, granted an early release from the Penrith Panthers, where he's won 3 premierships in a row.
Yep.
And he will head back to the country, which he captains at an international level.
Yeah. It is a huge, huge coup for the Warriors. A massive loss for Penrith. I think it's caught everyone by surprise, Mike. It's just, you know, Adam Fanua-Blake is one of the biggest props in the game, right? And they have not replaced him with a rookie. They have not replaced him with sort of a fringe first grader. They have not replaced him with an unknown from another club. They have replaced him with the national captain and 3-time premiership winner. That is here. This is the Warriors we're talking about. This isn't the Roosters or Brisbane. This is the Warriors.
Yeah. For a very long time, New Zealand struggled to get players to come and play for their country. And that's the whole draw of playing for New Zealand, for the New Zealand Warriors is, for a Kiwi, is you get to play in front of your home country every week, right? You get to wear that black jersey every week and wear the Warriors jersey. And for a long time, players just didn't really want to do it. It started to change. Shaun Johnson going back there really helped last year.
Yep.
Right. You've had players like Tamari Martin go over.
Yeah.
Charles Nicol-Klokstad. Roger Tuivasa-Sheck was obviously the first big one.
Yeah.
Leaving the Roosters, but then like going to rugby union and then coming back.
But the last time this happened, sort of the Warriors pulled Tuivasa-Sheck and Isaac Luke in the same year. And we spoke about this then, but I think now there's a real potential for something big to start brewing over there. And, you know, Mike, more so than anything, it's like nothing is a secret in rugby league. We all know everything that's going on in every club. There's leaks, there's magazine shows. There's how many times does 100% footy broadcast? How many times does NRL 360 broadcast? How many times do we get journalists on talking about their leaks? How many times do journalists leak to the Twitter? There are news articles, there are podcasts, there are experts, there are wannabe experts like us. No one knew about this.
Yeah.
No one knew about this. That says so much.
About both teams.
Both teams, both clubs. Respect for the player, I think, is a big one. Very impressive.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, they didn't replace him with anyone, Adam Fanua-Blake with anyone. They literally replaced him with like one of probably two props that are better than Adam Fanua-Blake, and that's James Fisher-Harris and Payne Haas. So to get... to get him into this club and have a like-for-like or better replacement is insane. The Warriors' prospects keep on getting better and better. And, yeah, exciting time for the club.
Yeah. And just, you know, we've spoken so much about Penrith's depth and how they just find the next man up. NRL on 9 this afternoon put on their Instagram page a team, Penrith's departed 17. I'm going to read it 1 to 17. Fullback Stephen Crichton, The wings, Naden and Charlie Staines. The centres are Burton and Momorowski. The halves, Luai and Cogger. The props are Spencer Lenu and Fisher Harris. RP at hooker, Kikau and Capewell in the second row, and Jamin Salmon at lock. On the bench, Sean O'Sullivan, Zach Hosking, Tevita Pangai Jr., Jack Hetherington.
No Jermaine Hopgood?
No Jermaine Hopgood.
He should have been number 3.
No Jermaine Hopgood. No Josh Mansour.
I've admitted that one because he didn't play first grade for the club, but that's fine. No Josh Mansour. Yeah, look, a couple of missions there, but insane that team, amount
that
of players.
That team's winning a few games.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. It's a very good, strong side. But you mentioned who Penrith are going to now replace Fisher Harris with.
Yeah.
Starting next year. They've got a young guy on the who's been coming off the bench this year, Liam Hendring, who is a future Origin prop. He's awesome. Rumours of Stefano Uitukamanu as well.
Yeah.
Could be interesting. So, yeah.
Watch
this space. Penrith aren't done.
No, absolutely not. Next man up.
Exactly.
Okay, Mike, in the spirit of my team has a bye and your team is chugging along, I thought we'd mix it up this week.
Yep.
And I'm going to throw some statements, fact at you,
yep.
some ideas at you, and you are to tell me how good or how bad, all right?
I like it. We've kind of gone through a lot of our teams anyway.
We have, exactly. It's you know, round 6, Souths have the bye, there's been no coaches sacked, no one else is doing anything. Okay, first one. Roosters announced yesterday Joey Manu's going to Japanese rugby.
How bad?
Yeah, big loss. Big loss for the game.
Big loss for the game. And this kind of keeps happening where players leave the Roosters, but they don't go to other clubs. They go to rugby or different countries and whatnot.
What's that about?
I loyalty, I guess. Just turn around. Other clubs aren't happy. Apparently, the money he is getting at Japanese rugby is a lot, as in above 1.3, 1.4 million a year.
Yeah.
But good chance he comes back, I reckon. But yeah, sad to see him go. He was awesome on the weekend at fullback. And yeah, it's sad to see a talent like that leave the NRL.
Yeah.
Not Roosters players aside, like even people who hate the Roosters love Joey Manu.
It's true. He ran 370 metres last week.
Yeah, I saw that, which broke the record for an NRL game. He holds the record overall, which is 400 and something metres, I think.
Yeah.
In an international game. But yeah, just...
Huge loss. And I just think he's the talent that you want playing your game, regardless of, like, I don't like the Roosters. That's a shock to everyone, but he's incredible to watch. He's a great player. He's frightening. He reminds me of, like, the impact that Mark Gasny had on the Dragons team in the early 2000s. He's the player that you could hate the Dragons, as you do, but you would watch Gasny.
Yeah, agreed.
Okay. In the spirit of the Manly Warriors game, and then the Titans and Raiders game, Golden Point. How good or how bad?
How bad?
Mm.
Mm. I'm kind of, it kind of just becomes this shootout. I wish it was either one golden try or you're going to play extra try and play for 10 minutes. The team who wins at the end of that 10 minutes is the winner or it's a draw. I'd prefer it not to be. Just it's the last 10 minutes of the game as well.
Yeah.
It's also a shootout. So, like, make a golden try.
Yeah.
I think.
That game the other night, you know, Canberra and the Titans. Titans, I mean, they weren't great, to be honest. Like, but I don't think they deserve to lose.
No.
And I don't think Canberra deserved to win either. Canberra had 62% of the ball or something. They had... Yeah. 80 minutes with the ball.
The fact that they'd let it slip and, you know, 2 tries in the last 4 minutes.
Yeah, I'd almost rather it go to extra time or just call it at the 80.
Yep, agreed.
Okay, Kalyn Ponga staying on the field carrying an injury. How good or how bad?
In the first half, how good? How bad? Sorry. How good from the Roosters' perspective?
Yeah.
How bad for, like, just what, like, he was a liability to his team straight up. In the last 5 minutes, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Can
I add in a third option? How stupid?
Yeah, just, like, save him from himself.
Yeah.
Simple.
Like, I just he was such a liability on that team. It was in, like they were hamstrung because of him. They could not do anything. They could not go anywhere. He couldn't make any tackles. He was like he was a passenger.
Yeah.
Like it was an unnecessary disadvantage that he handed to his own team. It made no sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Look, loved it from a Roosters perspective. Good to see Brandon Smith just run right past him.
Yeah.
But yeah, not great from anyone else watching the game and watching this and thinking, why is he still on the field?
Yeah. Okay. Coaches calling the other team cheats in press conferences. How good or how bad?
Coaching rivalries? How good?
Yeah.
Calling someone a cheat? How bad?
Yeah. No one seemed to cover it either. Yeah, it just kind of got away with it. I didn't like see that. Much criticism of it.
I don't like that. I think Dez was just trying to get the refs on his side for a big matchup this week.
Mm-hmm.
Versus his former club.
Yeah.
And Ricky just hates everyone, so, you know. Not a normal for him to bite back, but yeah.
In terms of coaching rivalries, what about as a how good idea or a how bad idea? Joint coaching press conferences. So the interview, the interviewers have,
we have like
both
a Wayne
and Craig in the room together. Wayne and Kevy, Wayne and Anthony Seibold. What could go wrong? Wayne and anyone really?
That would be a lot of fun. Yeah, I would pay to see that. That would be Wayne versus. I think Wayne will get a lot of people, just because like he's just going to get people off guard.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Well, remember his famous. What did he do to Ivan just before the? Was it a wink?
Maybe. Yeah.
Just before the grand final. Anyway. Yeah. Good times. And then okay, going into coaching, Mal Meninga coaching Souths.
I don't know. I really, this one, I don't know.
How bad,
Mal,
honestly?
You're saying how bad. Look, Mal is, he's never really coached club football, so I don't know what he's going to be
he
like.
He had a terrible career at a Canberra.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot about that stint. It's been a long time since he's done it. But he was obviously a very successful Origin coach, very successful, semi-successful Australian coach.
Hmm.
And then, yeah.
But look, I could have coached that Queensland team to victory.
True.
I mean,
true.
Look, in fairness, the coaches were on the field. The coach, the referee, they were all on the field in that team.
My thing is, it's, I think Demetrio has lost that team.
Mm.
So for me, it's any new voice will help.
Mm.
Whether Mal is the right one, I can't comment on that.
Yeah.
All right. My gut says no.
Mm.
But how do I know?
Yeah.
It's been a long time since he's club coached. A long, long time.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think anything is better than the current situation at the moment, in my opinion. Yeah.
Okay. Because Origin is coming up.
Yeah.
Thought I'd better throw one in for you. It's not even a how good. It's who the hell is playing halves for New South Wales?
It'll be Nathan Cleary.
Yeah.
Cleary will be back. So he will wear the number 7.
Yeah.
Who will wear the number 6? Honestly, no clue.
Yeah.
For me, coming into this season, it was Moses, and he was written in, like, that pen that you could sometimes use an eraser on.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now, I don't know. Hines, maybe. Do you go back to Luai just because it's safe?
Do we want like safe? That. Do we want safe?
And then, like, again, who do you put fullback? Because if you go all Panthers, we know that doesn't work at Origin.
Mm.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But Nathan will wear the number 7 jersey.
Yeah.
And I'm confident in that.
Alrighty. Should we get into it?
And I didn't mention Cody Walker because he's in terrible form.
No, I didn't even mention Cody Walker because I was going to throw him in as the Smokey, but he's not even in the mix. Like, he's struggling to make club team.
No.
All right, Mike.
Let's do round 6.
Round 6. Well done to Joanna and Tony Hetro, who got 7 out of 8, topping the round this week. As a ladder update, Eleni on top, but she's used a joker. Michael, Joanna, Tony Hetchrow, all on 32 points, 2 points behind Eleni. And then PNT, random Saints guy, the Bush Postie, Alex Beckett, Will Casamatis, and Clive round out the top 10. Okay.
No, your name is not in there?
No.
Okay.
I don't want to talk about it. This week should be okay, though. My football team's not playing.
I had a bad week this week anyway, so.
Yeah. All right. Thursday night football. Roosters hosting Melbourne at Allianz Stadium. Teddy returns. Joey Manu back to the centres. Suali'i to the wing. Sam Walker returns. No, he doesn't.
No.
He's been delayed. And so Luke Keary wears 7 again. Sotili is sidelined with a head knock, and his place has been taken by Egan Butcher for Melbourne. Big Nelson comes in for his first game of the season with Kamakamika sidelined by a calf injury. Joe Chan returns on the bench in place of Tepai Moroa, who injured his back last week.
Melbourne Storm put up a post, I think it was yesterday, might have been this morning, that I really pulled on my heartstrings. It was the Undertaker returning at WrestleMania with Nelson's face on him to come and haunt the Roosters, and I just don't know. Hit me right in the feels because I am a bit of a wrestling fan.
Well, I thought he was going to be the signing for Warriors.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, he's a bit out of favour at the club. Came into camp a bit overweight. Hasn't really lost it yet. Spent a bit of time in reserve grade. Is Paps cleared to play?
Yeah.
After the hip drop.
Yeah. Okay. He got a fine. Reached out on Twitter and asked. Anyone, if they wanted to cover it, $750. There you go.
Jeez. Okay, he's clearly not making enough money.
No.
It's at the SFS. I'm going to tip my team. Sam Walker delayed concussion symptoms. That's why he's not back on the side. Has not been dropped. Roosters made that very clear. He's had delayed concussion symptoms since the getting run over by Stephen Crichton.
Yeah, so Watson and Keary in the halves up against Munster and Hughes.
Yep.
Who you got?
Roosters.
Roosters?
Yeah.
Okay, the early game on Friday, Dragons hosting the Warriors. Jack Bird is sidelined. Lomax moves to the centres. Oh, well, here we go. Christian Tupulotu comes in on the wing in the only change from last week. Famanu Brown has been listed among the reserves. For the Warriors, Pompey moves to 18th man and Jazz Tavunga drops out due to a hamstring injury.
Warriors.
Mm-hmm. Eels, Dolphins, Friday night from Darwin. Blaise Talangi has been recalled by Brad Arthur and will come in off the bench. Kelma Tuolangi is the man to make way. Siva remains on the reserves list after playing New South Wales Cup last week. And for the Dolphins, the loss of the hammer to a hamstring sees Fuller come in at fullback for his second NRL game. Plath returns from suspension at lock, so Ray Stone moves to the interchange. Lachlan Hubner drops out. Sean O'Sullivan joins the bench in place of the suspended Anthony Milford. They're really going to miss the hammer.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot. Eels for me, I think, get this one. Dolphins just having a rough injury run to start this year.
Yeah, so bad. Okay, the early game, Panthers hosting Tigers on Saturday at 3 p.m. at Bathurst. Cleary remains sidelined with a hamstring, so Brad Schneider is again calling the shots with Luai, who's good to go despite leaving the field with a knee problem in round 5. Scott Sorensen's return from a knee injury pushes Luke Garner back to the bench and Matty Eisenhuth to the reserves. For the Tigers, Galvin returns from suspension at 5'8", with Brent Naden also joining the back line in place of Fatape. John Bateman is back on deck, so Alex Seyfarth goes to the bench. Samuela Fainu and Latu Fainu also return on the bench, and Matamua and Simkin make way. This will be an interesting game.
In 8 of the 11 games that Nathan Cleary, that the Penrith have played the Tigers without Nathan Cleary, the Tigers have won 8 of them. Sorry, I ruined the stat.
Yeah.
So 8 of 11 without Cleary against the Titans, against the Panthers for the Tigers. Is this out of Bathurst?
Yeah.
I'm going to tip the Tigers.
They won this one last year.
They did. It was the pouring rain. It was 9-8. It was Luke Brooks' best game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Lachie Galvin, huge boost for them.
Should I say Tigers? I'm tipping Penrith. What am I doing? I'm tipping Penrith.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, Penrith. Sorry.
We're not there yet, no, Mike.
Not yet.
Like last week.
Settle down. Don't get too excited.
Last week we thought, you know, this is the one the Tigers do. Win. And then the Dragons stun them.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Yeah. Don't get too excited.
Okay. 5:30, Titans host Manly. This will be a cracking game, and I'm only talking about the coach's box. Jaden Campbell hasn't been named after suffering a knee injury in last week's loss to the Raiders. So Philip Sami, who is returning from an ankle injury himself, takes over at fullback. AJ Brimson is again the preferred half partner to Kieran Foran, and David Fifita has been included in the starting side after coming off the bench. For Manly, four significant injury returns with Matt Lodge named to start, and Ruben Garrick and Nathan Brown returning from a hamstring injury from last week. Jason Saab is back to his first appearance since round one, and those returns are offset by the loss of Ben Trbojevic and Sipley.
I said Brimson. Dez was priming, yep. priming the refs for this game. He had one eye forward. He knew that he's circled this on the calendar. He knows his team's winless.
They're due for a win.
Yep. 5:30 Saturday afternoon up at the Gold Coast. All the boys are thinking, all the Manly players are thinking about is where we're going to go on Cavill Avenue after the game. Dez is focused, ready to go. He's got his team primed.
He's got his whiteboard out.
Yeah. Titans.
Wow. What about Brimson on the weekend?
Well, look. He started playing that comeback was sparked when he moved to fullback.
Yes.
He's still not in the right position for my mind, but better that he's getting the ball a lot more at 5'8 than he was at center.
Yeah. They were gutsy last week. They had hardly any ball. They had no right to take that game to Golden Point, and Canberra had no right to win that game in Golden Point. They're much improved. They looked quite good defensively. Like, there's clearly a focus on defense and putting in the effort. But, this is a big game for Manly because they've just had that that game in New Zealand where they really gave it to the Warriors.
They beat Panthers. Then they had the game against New Zealand where they came away with a draw but probably should have won.
Yeah.
And now they go up against a winless Titans.
Mm.
I was listening to the Hallo Sport boys who are big – big Manly fans.
Yeah.
And they're like, edgy. This is just dangerous.
Yeah, yeah.
Dangerous.
These are the games. Yeah. These are the games that, especially when you're chasing that top four, you need to win those games that, like, you can drop.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm tipping Titans. Upset. Let's go.
He's on. Okay. The 7:30 game, Broncos hosting Canberra. Wow, Brisbane on a Saturday night. What's going on? Kevin Walters has named an unchanged side with Reynolds and Payne Haas not ready for return. Jock Madden against is the ship at halfback. For Canberra, Zach Hosking replaced in the second row by Mariota, and Sasungi comes in on the bench. After a solid debut, Chevy Stewart retains the job at fullback. James Schiller again on the wing in the absence of Albert Hopewadi, who's been left out for another week after suffering burns in a cooking incident last month.
Yeah, Schiller signed with the Knights for next year as well. Brisbane just keep on getting wins despite the injury toll, so I'm going to tip Brisbane in this one at home.
Now, this game last year was the one where Canberra was the team to end Brisbane's winning streak.
Yes, they were.
So they won this game in round 6 or 7 last year.
Yep.
Yes. Okay, Sunday afternoon, 2 p.m. We're back to 2 p.m. kickoff. Connor Tracy for the Bulldogs is named at fullback after switching to the back from the wing prior to round 6 kickoff. Blake Taff, who played in the opening 5 games, has been included on the bench with Morin, who returns from suspension. Jake Turpin drops out of the 17 after starting at lock in round 6 with Cal Toga, the other player, to lose his spot. And for Newcastle, an unchanged lineup from last week's 2-point defeat at the hands of the Roosters. Ponga's name, despite the injury, Adam Elliott will run on at lock in his 150th. And Tyson Frizzell remains sidelined with a hamstring injury.
I am going to tip Bulldogs in this one. Kigao has been amazing.
Yeah, he's been incredible.
Good. Just like back to like his Penrith days where they just gave him the ball in space and it was like, all right, now try to stop me.
Mm.
Disappointed with how Knights played last week. I think there was just I don't know. They just obviously no Ponga not being himself just made it very difficult to find any attack.
Yeah.
Typee's Paul's awesome.
Yeah, he was really good.
He's awesome. But yeah, that'll be a fun matchup. Oh, actually, they're on different sides of the field. But Bulldogs for me, I think in a game where they had so few troops, the Bulldogs really held their own against Melbourne. Really held their own against Melbourne.
They are very really gritty. Yeah. They're positioned. They're still 15th, but they're improving and they've improved a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, last game of the round. Sharks host the Cowboys at the Bermuda Triangle on Sunday afternoon. Sione Katoa is serving a one-match suspension that he picked up in round 6, so Sam Stonestreet will make his NRL debut. Braden Hamlin-Ewele comes in on the bench for his first game of the season following a frustrating battle with knee injury. And for the Sharks, Valemi comes onto the wing for Murray Tuolungi. Tom Chester remains the centre spot. Sorry, retains the centre spot he took last week following the loss of Zach Laibart. Scott Drinkwater marks his 100th game for the Cowboys after celebrating his 100th NRL game last week.
So, Cowboys, all I want to see out of them is defence.
Yep.
Without Mitchell Moses, the Parramatta Eels were 27 points in them.
Yeah, I know.
They are now averaging over 28 points per game against them defensively. They are the number 2 worst defense in the comp. They're the number 1 attack in the comp. However, last year, this game, the Sharks absolutely decimated them at Shark Park.
Yeah.
I'm Sharks all the way. This Cowboys team, to me, are pretenders. I'm not buying any of it. I do not think they're a good team.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I do not think they're a good team at all. I do not trust them until that defense gets sorted, because right now, everyone's blind to what they're doing.
Mm. I'm with you, Mike. Very weird.
Very, very bad defense.
So, there's only one All-Sydney matchup this week and it's being played in Bathurst. How does that work?
Yeah, nice.
Okay, so Michael's tips. Michael has tipped on Thursday night the Roosters over Melbourne. On Friday, the early game, the Warriors over the Dragons. The second game, the Eels over the Dolphins. Saturday afternoon, while his heart says Tigers, he's definitely saying Panthers. Michael has picked Titans to score their first win of the year against Manly, and then Brisbane in the later game. On Sunday, Dogs to beat Newcastle, and then Sharks against the Cowboys. Thankfully, Souths have the bye.
2 competition points. Got to take it.
Got to take it. We might actually move off the bottom, but this will be the week that the Titans win for sure. 100%. You just know.
I've gotten very comfortable looking at the table and seeing Souths at 17. It's brought a smile to my face.
Oh, it covers up for the Roosters at 9.
Yeah, well, we're on the up.
Are you?
We got this. Don't worry. I'm not worried.
I'm a bit worried.
I'm not worried. We're back into the season team. That's fun.
Yeah, and then bomb out in week 2 of the finals.
Exactly.
That's my kind of team. Is that it?
That's it. We're done.
We're done.
Yeah.
I think we were missed last night. A couple of people said to me today, where is the podcast? What happened?
Damn. We do have fans.
Mm.
Ah. In saying that, please don't forget to rate and subscribe.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. Follow us on socials, all in the podcast bio. And on our Instagram, which is at How Good Is Rugby League.
Mm.
And one last thing, Emmanuel.
One last thing before you say that. Next week, Anzac round. Favourite round of the year.
Favourite round of the year. And I'm going to be at my friend's and our good friend's engagement party.
Mm.
Missing the game because he hates rugby league.
I thought he just hated Souths.
Oh, he hates rugby league.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
That's
Shout
fine.
Out to Anthony Locaggio.
Woo-hoo. Love you.
Big Tigers fan.
Huge Tigers fan. If they were playing on Anzac Day.
Different story.
Yeah.
We'll leave it there. How good is rugby league?
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.